Michigan's 1st District, someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. This Tuesday, November 25th, 2025 edition. Got a text message during the break. Is that xmytax.com? No. xmytax.org organization. It's not a company, which is usually .coms. This is a organization that's doing a ballot petition drive, collecting enough signatures to put it on the ballot in 2026 November general election to eliminate property taxes completely, permanently, and forever in the state of Michigan. This is not a law being passed in the House, Senate, signed by a governor. This is changing the state's constitution. When you change the state's constitution, it's almost impossible to unchange it. Now, if Carla Wagner's theory is completely wrong, that this will not save people money, this won't bring people back to Michigan to live here because they can buy a beautiful house with no property taxes, decide what taxes they want to pay for things in their local communities, townships, city, villages, and counties, where all of the money is coming to the counties, not to Lansing. Well, if all those theories prove to be wrong, well, then the people of the state of Michigan put it on the ballot again to bring back property taxes. But Carl and I believe, and many of her volunteers believe, that once we change the Constitution and we eliminate property taxes forever, other states will follow our lead. Why? Because we will be getting all of the people migrating to Michigan from other high-tax states. Do you realize that people in the state of New Jersey, on average, low-income houses, all the way up to the mansions, do you know what the average property tax bill is in the state of New Jersey? Over $12,000 a year. $12,000 is the average. Some people pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year for property taxes in the state of New Jersey. Many people pay that amount here in the state of Michigan. If you've never taken a boat ride on Torch Lake this coming summer, you need to plan on doing it. Riverside Marina in Bel Air, Michigan. You can rent a pontoon boat. They'll give you the map. You need to come up the west shore of Torch Lake. Oh, Lord God, I had no idea of some of the mansions that are on West Torch Lake Drive here in Antrim County. Unbelievable. Honestly, I thought I was looking at mansions in Grosse Pointe. We've been down the Detroit River. We've been in Grosse Pointe on boat looking at the Ford Mansion. Unbelievable. Just like that in Torch Lake, Michigan. We'll be talking with their owner of Riverside Marina come probably Memorial Day next year. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Tuesday. MERS News Service put out an interview story with Michigan Republican Party State Chair Jim Runstead. Senator Runstead is term limited out. Next year will be his last year in the Senate. Democrat-controlled Senate. Nothing the Republicans want can they get done in the Senate. So he ran to be the state party chair. He's doing a good job changing the way things are being done by the state party. After wrapping up three Michigan Republican Party run debates last week, Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead told MERS News Service yesterday that next year's debates for governor, for U.S. Senate, for whatever debates the state party puts on will feature fewer candidates on stage with stricter criteria to participate and more direct individualized questions. Between this past week's third event in Traverse City, which I went to see basically the size of the crowd, to see exactly who paid $50 to attend it, I got to talk to Doug Lloyd. He's a candidate running for attorney general. And I got to talk to a few other folks in the room and then had to leave to get back home. I couldn't stay for the fundraising event, but basically was able to do a field report with you just now as to what happened. Well, that was the third of three debates. Nine Republicans have created fundraising accounts to run for governor between now and this past December. However, before they can appear on the August ballot, they must submit 15,000 valid signatures of registered voters, up to 30,000 signatures by 4 p.m. on April 21st, 2026, which is basically 147 days from today. 30 days in a month, less than 5 months to collect 15,000 valid signatures. Well, at that third debate at the Great Wolf Lodge in Traverse City, it featured former Attorney General Mike Cox. He was our Attorney General from 2003 through 2010. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, a farmer from Lawton, Michigan, down in the Pawpaw area. Former House Speaker Tom Leonard, he was the former speaker from 2017 to 2018. Farmington Hills Pastor Ralph Rebant. Ask My Tax Ballot Initiative Executive Director Carla Wagner. And Genesee County truck driver Anthony Hudson. Those are the folks that the Michigan Republican Party accepted to participate in their forum, in their debate. Kind of funny, John James passed on all three of these debates. Well, part of this interview with the Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead asked if William Null, N-U-L-L, the Antrim County resident, the man who faced allegations of supporting the plot to kidnap the governor in 2020 and was acquitted, asked if he decided to run for governor, would he be invited to the debates next year? Well, Runstead said next year's criteria process to participate in debates will be one of contraction, not expansion. Runstead went on to say, quote, "We haven't put a matrix together yet, but there's got to be some pathway to victory." In other words, if you have no name ID, no money, no anything, at what point are we going to see any value in having candidates that have absolutely no viability to be allowed to participate in debates, end quote, said Runstead. He went on to say, we haven't put together what exactly the criteria is going to be just yet, but yes, that's something we are working on and will do next year. The criteria, along with the matrix, will be figured out, end quote, said Runstedt. When questioned about the debate, which took place in Sparta, Michigan, down in Macomb County, Michigan, Roseville, and then Traverse City, from late October through just last week, they were fabulous events. The state party raised roughly about $30,000 from all three of the debates. It wasn't a big money maker, said Runstedt. After paying for the venues, after paying for the marketing, after paying for the Facebook ads and all the other things we did, we netted roughly about $30,000. We only charged $50 a person to attend. We knew it was not going to be a huge money maker. Our focus mainly was trying to engage the grassroots people. We've heard consistently that the Michigan Republican Party did not want just a few large donors to provide all of our money. This gave everybody an opportunity to get involved with basically a low dollar contribution, $50. Now, I do know that Doug Lloyd, candidate running for attorney general, had to pay $1,000 to be allowed to speak for roughly 2 to 3 minutes. They did everything they could to get money out of people. Well, of the candidates in Traverse City that did attend, Mike Cox, former attorney general, current Republican minority leader, Senator Eric Nesbitt, were heavily critical of U.S. Congressman John James for not attending any of the debates. Runstedt said at first the James campaign for governor did decline to participate. And about a week after the initial invitations were sent out, I understand the thinking that when you're the perceived front runner, you don't want to highlight your opponents. And I'm sure that was part of the James campaign thinking, said Runstedt. But what's going to happen is the field is going to coalesce next year. We're going to have to focus on those who have a chance to win the primary and then go on to win the general election. John James obviously will be one of those people. However, Runstedt added that his team really liked the format of moving the debates events around the state and will almost certainly do it again. He also expressed wanting to work on making the questions a little bit more challenging to answer, especially based on the candidates' policy platforms. Throughout the fall debates, candidates poked at how they would reduce income or property taxes. See how that's being discussed? Why is that being discussed? Because Carla Wagner, in her efforts to eliminate property taxes, never before, I've been doing this a long time, I have never heard governor candidates running for governor talking about eliminating property taxes. This year, they are. And if they don't want to eliminate property taxes, they're definitely talking about eliminating or reducing income taxes. Other things they're talking about, bring down the size of Michigan's executive branch, that being the governor's office, downsizing business and environmental regulations, scaling down corporate grants, majorly through eliminating the public-private Michigan Economic Development Corporation. About damn time. Excuse my trucker language, but I have been calling for that since 2010 when I ran for state senate against Howard Walker. Eliminate the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Eliminate it. I'm sick and tired of using taxpayer dollars to pick winners and losers and basically be a money laundering scheme that's been going on for far too long in this state. I cannot wait until we get a new attorney general and Faye Baydoun, the Democratic donor, goes to jail. Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Quentin Messer Jr., and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, money laundered $20 million to Faye Baydoun to start an influencer company, to be able to go after foreign corporations, businesses to come to Michigan. She did not spend one penny doing it and frauded us out of $20 million. Well, I've already talked to Doug Lloyd and I've already talked to Kevin Kievsky, the two main candidates running for attorney general on the Republican side. Both of them privately told me they would prosecute her. May even be looking at Quentin Messer Jr.'s role as well as the governor, Gretchen Whitmer's role in that $20 million money laundering scam. Well, one of the people that you have to understand that we absolutely, absolutely have got to elect the right person is the next attorney general. Well, these are all things these governor candidates were talking about. Now, specifically to the Great Wolf Lodge Traverse City debate, the local Leelanau County Republican Party conducted a straw poll where they passed out and counted 98 ballots. 98 ballots found that Nesbitt came in first place with 54. Pastor Rebant, 41. Leonard, 30, and Cox with 29. All adding up to more than 98. But the ones, the Leelanau County Republican Party, they only passed out and counted 98 of them. John James, the perceived frontrunner, got 2 votes. Carla Wagner got 14. The truck driver, Anthony Hunson, got 12. Carla Wagner got 700% more votes than John James. Anthony Hudson, nobody even knows who he is. He got 600% more. Surprise, Ralph Rebant came in second place behind Eric Nesbitt. Pretty interesting numbers. Well, there were some local Republican Party folks there. We're going to get into what they had to talk about, questions.